All right, and our last speaker of the morning is Leslie Heron Kirby. And she founded the Heron Kirby Law Group with the goal of providing personalized, effective, and efficient representation to businesses and individuals in relation to their immigration needs. She has dedicated her career to the practice of immigration law and is committed to providing her clients with the highest quality of representation available. Prior to starting her own law firm, Leslie was an attorney with one of the nation's largest immigration firms in Houston, where she represented businesses and individuals in all types of immigration matters. So we are looking forward to hearing your presentation. Welcome.
Thank you very much. All right. Good afternoon, everybody. I am the last speaker before lunch, so I will try to make my topic as lively as I can and not go past the time that I'm allotted. The original speaker of this presentation is my friend and colleague, Michael Dominguez, but he had an unforeseen circumstance come up, and he asked me to present on his behalf, so you got me. So I am here to talk, as Michelle mentioned, my name is Leslie Kirby. I have been practicing immigration law for over 13 years. It's my passion, I love it, and hearing so many wonderful speakers today, it encourages me to keep fighting because there's still so much work to be done and so much more to learn. So I am here to talk to you today about maintaining permanent residence. So people work very hard to become permanent residents, whether they obtain permanent residence through family, employment, asylum, so many other ways to obtain it. And so then what happens, right? And so it's a great privilege, of course, to become a permanent resident, but it also becomes, it's tied to conditions and obligations by the permanent resident. And so so USCIS definition of maintaining permanent residence, it says, once you become a lawful permanent resident, you maintain your permanent resident status until one of two things happen. One is you apply for and complete the naturalization process, or two, lose or abandon your status. And of course, there are several ways that one can lose that status as a permanent resident. And I realize I'm not managing this correctly. Okay. Oh, sorry, just real quick footnote. Michael prepared these materials, the PowerPoint presentation and the paper. I updated the, made some slight revisions to the, or additions to the PowerPoint, which should be available on your web materials. Okay. So I talked about the USCIS definition of maintaining permanent residence. Okay, so there are many reasons that USCIS can revoke one's permanent resident status. One is by committing certain crimes, marriage fraud, as Catherine mentioned earlier in her presentation, and also extended absences outside of the United States. There are other bases for that could lead to the loss of permanent resident status, but the scope of my presentation today is extended absences outside of the United States. You will see that in the materials today, we referred to permanent residents as LPRs. LPR stands for lawful permanent residents. We also refer to them as permanent residents, and we also refer to them as green card holders. So throughout our materials, we use those terms interchangeably to refer to permanent residents. So when somebody becomes a permanent resident, I explain to them, you know, what their obligations are as far as maintaining their status as a permanent resident. I explain to them that the United States should be their base, should be their home. People can travel for leisure. They can travel to go see family. They may even have a second home or a third home, a vacation home. But the idea is that the U.S. should be your base that you always return to. And I really like Catherine's test. Where do you go to sleep most nights? And so if the United States is your home and should be your home if you are a green card holder, then you should be able to show that most nights you spend it in the United States. I think that's a really good clear-cut test. Okay.